Thank you for calling.
Okay, yes. Am I calling River Grove, or where am I calling?
You're speaking with Norm Book Writing. Who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Becky, but I thought I was calling River Grove. Are you a publishing company?
We do help with publishing books, yes, indeed.
Okay. Well, I was just calling for some rates. What?
Sure.
I don't know why I got this number for publishing. Could you just tell me about it?
Open publishing, you might have searched it on Google that you're looking for a publishing company, and you might have got our number.
Yes, I was looking for
okay.
Specific one.
No problem. We'll be glad to assist you. So what type of book are you into publishing at the moment?
I don't know. It's science fiction. It's a book of news about eating the right foods and what you would eat on a daily basis to get the weight that you want.
Okay, that makes sense. How many pages are you holding in total for this book?
About 60 or something like that.
How much again?
Maybe 60 pages, something like that.
60. Okay, 60. Makes sense. And can you tell me more about the book in terms of, is this your first book? What does your book include all about?
Well, it's the first book, and right now I'm just looking for pricing and your process. It's the first book. It's about how to eat and lose the weight. Your weight would just fall off, basically, if you eat the food on this menu. And not only that, your health, you'll be healthy as well. It does a lot of things.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. So when you say this is your first book, so do you have any specific platforms where you actually want to publish this book or do you need suggestions on this?
Yes. Well, I wanted to ask, like, as far as are you in traditional? Because I want my book to be in traditional platforms. And it could also be on Amazon, too, but not just on Amazon. I don't want an ISBN from Amazon or anything like that. I want my book to be able to be available on many different platforms. So let's see.
Okay, that makes sense. That's exactly what we help you with. Now, here with Norm Book Writing, we help you with self-publishing options. That means we would go and help you self-publish your book under your name, specifically under your name, on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Google Books, and many other platforms. All right? With this, since this is – are you there with me? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. With this, the best part is that since this is your first book, so we would help you with editing and proofreading of the book as well, just to make sure we're on the same page, the content is up to the mark, everything is good to go. And once we ask you to see that, we would be able to go ahead and format it and then make it available on Amazon for ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Why Amazon and Google Books? Because it is, you know, in specific, it's a good platform for new authors to give it a start because there are no charges individually to get this started. And it sounds good motivation enough if you see good sales coming in, good reviews on Amazon.
Hold on. Let me turn this fan off because I can barely see. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I barely heard
you. Mm-hmm.
He said something about Amazon. I know I don't want it just on Amazon. I don't want it, you know, and I don't want them to own it. I want be able to own my own stuff. And I'm sorry, I'm new to this, and I just want to make sure I ask all the questions before I...
Go ahead.
But I want to go to different platforms, several different platforms, libraries, and...
We can help you publish on plus 250 platforms. The reason why we recommend you initially Amazon and Barnes & Noble is because all these other platforms are paid platforms. They charge to go and publish a book. So we actually want to see, you know, that you're getting good reviews and, you know, you're hitting the book up to the limit. And if you are making good sales and, of course, people are giving you good reviews on Amazon, then I would go ahead and recommend you to publish on other platforms. You can get good sales coming in.
Mm-hmm.
If I make sense, all right? I don't mind you going starting with 250 platforms, But again, every platform has a different requirement. We're not even sure that every platform would accept the book. So initially, just to give it a start, I would recommend you start with basics. Get it published on Amazon. Get it published on Google Books. Get it published on Barnes & Noble. These are big, huge platforms. They give you excellent timings on deliveries. They give you excellent paper quality as well if a person is ordering your paperback or hardcover. And it would be a nice experience for you. And once you find good experience in the next 2 to 3 months, you see good sales coming in, I would then recommend you to promote it on other platforms.
Well, how do you do that? Like, if you're saying, like, what about Ingram Spark and all of those?
Ingram Spark is a third-party platform that helps you with distribution. All right, they keep a certain percentage out of your royalties, and they will help you market the book and, of course, give you a certain percentage out of your royalties. For example,
hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
All right, I can hear you now.
Oh, no problem. So, yes, I was telling you in reference to Amazon. So, give me a very quick moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in reference to Amazon, the reason why I'm telling you that is because these are good, renowned platforms. You'll be able to see good number of sales coming in. And once you see sales, we can recommend you to publish on other platforms. This is the only reason. If you have good investments, if you can invest $4,000, $5,000, $7,000 in the book, I don't mind publishing the book on all the platforms which is there with you. 250 platforms you're talking about.
Okay, so what do you mean? Well, but with Amazon, I wouldn't want like their ISBN. I mean, I guess you could publish without getting one of their ISBN. I don't want that.
Makes
you put your book on Amazon without getting one of their free ISBN numbers.
Let me go and guide you in reference to traditional platforms as well, so you feel the difference. All right. In traditional platforms or in traditional marketing, the best, or I would say the worst part. The worst part is that the person who you're actually handing the book to, the literary agent or maybe the company like Ingram Spark, would take care of the marketing for you, would help you with bringing in sales as well. But they would give you your return of investment, or they would give you your profits, your shares, after an year, all right? Or maybe they would give you shares after 6 months. They would write you a check for this. Now, here you have no ways to certify that how many sales you got. They will tell you 25 sales. That means 25 sales. You have no options to verify if these are 50 sales or 60 sales, or they made 80 sales or maybe 90 sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is more important. Okay. Just to go and help you, self-publishing option gets you an option where you can publish a book under your name, receive sales under your name, and you'll be able to track how many sales you're getting. At the end of the day, every week or every month or bi-weekly or bi-annually, Amazon would write you a check for the sales coming in. So here, you, wholly and solely, will be the author of the book, and you would be liable for the royalties. That will fall to you. However, if you got partnerships like literary agents or maybe Ingram Spark or any other company, then we have, you know, there is no balance in loss or profit. So you won't be able to understand how many sales you're making. You won't have any rights or any decisions on anything. However, in self-publishing options, you have the decision. You want to market it on social media, you want to market it on SEO, you want to market through emails, through SMS, completely your call.
So if, because
what's holding you back? I feel there is a question that you're actually hesitating to ask.
Well, because I'm hearing some of what you're saying, but it sounds like the phone is muffled for some reason. I don't know, but like you're saying, like for traditional platforms, some platforms you can't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. I'll repeat that for you very slowly. Literary agents and Ingram Spark, the worst part about it is that they would give you the sales and royalties. They would go ahead and market the book. They would own everything on the book. And you would just sit back and relax and enjoy your incoming sales. Now, the worst part is that since you do not own anything, so you would never come to know how many sales you made for the book. If Ingram Spark is telling you you sold 500 copies, so there's no way you can verify if you sold 1,000 copies, 1,500 copies, 2,500 copies, you never know. They would give you a share out of 500 copies because they feel this is what you deserve.
Okay.
Make sense? In self-publishing options, you track your own sales. You would have your Amazon account where you would see clicks coming in, where you see people reading your book, when you would see people ordering your book.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? So you would track your sales. You would get a paycheck with them every month, all right, maybe every 2 weeks from Amazon. That this is the number of sales that you made. All right. For example, you sold 50 copies, out of which 70% is your share, and this much amount would go to you. In Ingram Spark or with any other literary agents, you have no access to that. They will tell you your share is $2,500 because you sold 500 copies. And this is where you actually pause. You never know you made more than that or you made less than that. Or what is the process if they actually leave the book? You would never learn that. Eventually, you would again need a publishing company or a marketing company to market the book. Here, we go ahead and give you the opportunity that you decide where do you want to market the book on. The platforms, you decide. You decide how do you want to work on this book. You decide everything for the book. You own the royalties of the book. We would help you market the book, and against that, we charge you a one-time fee. We won't keep your royalties. We won't keep your sales for lifetime. We would charge you against the service you need us for. If you need us to market it on SEO, I'll charge you for SEO. If you need us to market it through social media, I'll charge you for social media. If you need us to market for email, we'll market for email marketing.
Okay. And I want to keep all of my, I would want to be able to track things, and I would want to everything to be under my name. When a publishing company...
What's your name again?
My name is Rebecca. When a publishing company, when they publish your book, so if they publish under their name, then it belongs to them. Can you, when you get an ISBN, if they publish it under their name, that's for the one version of the IBM, let's say print. But if I want it to self... If I wanted to get an ISBN for a hardback cover, I could get another ISBN, or would that still be under their name if it's the same book as the publishing company?
It would be under their name. You would be mentioned as the author of the book, and they will be claimed as the publisher of the book.
So with the publisher, what's the difference between publishing and self-author? I know you explained some of it, but I don't know if there's more. If they publish your book, what can...
means that you publish the book, all right? Again, you the author of the book. You own everything. If I am a literary agent and if I help you publish the book, I won't give you any rights to it. I won't give you access to manage your sales. I won't give you access for you to go and understand how the sales are made. I won't give you access to go ahead and look at what reads you're getting, how many people this book is getting reached into, or how many people can review the book, how many people can view the book, how many clicked on it and did not buy it. So all this information the publisher won't give you because they are keeping the rights, they are managing things on your behalf. And against that, they're keeping maximum out of your royalties, maybe 80% of your royalties. You never know. Reason why I'm telling you self-publishing, Rebecca, I am a published author myself. I have published 13 books under my name. I'm on Amazon. You can search it on Amazon. My name is Daniel Garcia. All right. I'm an author in a different genre, but the process is the same. All right. I have been through literary agents. I have been through these type of firms, and I have wasted a lot of money in it. All right. Again, because they didn't give me the access to understand how things work. But when I stepped in, individually, when I actually worked with Noom Book Writing, when I worked with different friends in this industry, I came to know that this is the process. This is where I actually understood that through SEO, I can get number of sales. From SMM, social media marketing, I can get sales, but this is maybe not the right peak of it. email marketing is an impressive thing that you can come up with, but SMS marketing is normally done to general public, which does not have any good response. It does have response, but it does not have any juicy response. But it's still there with you to support you. So I understood the difference between all of them. And you would understand the difference, too, once you would step in. And once you would understand how things work at your end, how to cater the book self-publishing, how to cater everything. And all you would need for this is just collaboration with the team. The team will guide you on everything that is needed, that's required, and that needs to be done. So you're not alone anywhere.
Right. And see, and that's what I want to understand is the process, because, you know, I've called different publishing companies, and then there was one publishing company that I was going with on this one book, and, you know, after I paid everything, then they just wanted it. Oh, well, no, you could. I wanted it in several different platforms, and they were saying, no, you have to do it just on Amazon, you know, and I was like, well, you didn't say that. You didn't say, and then you're saying this after I paid you. So, you know, that's, so, but they didn't want to explain the process. They kept acting like they didn't know, you know, and I picked up on it. And so now I'm looking around to see, you know, because I have other books that, you know, are almost ready, and I want to understand the process before I go with anybody. And, I mean, I appreciate you explaining, because this is the most information that I've gotten so far as far as helping me to understand the process so I can make a good decision.
This is exactly, you know, how different publishers work, all right? They won't give you the complete process. See, if they would educate you, you would go and do the job at your end. So why would they educate you? They know if you get educated, you might start even questioning them on the services, all right? Which no company prefers to, you know, have that taken care of. This is actually the best part about us. We have been maintaining 90% success ratio from the last 12 years, okay? So there is a reason for that. We are clear and simple with our authors. We tell them what is required, what is not required, and then let them make the decision out of it. All right? It's not that if you're applying for marketing with us, I will go ahead and do everything for you without sharing with you. That means if I'm writing a blog, I would share the content with you. This is a blog I've written for you. This is where publishing the blog. Now you tell me we're working in the right direction or not.
Okay. So I'm having so many questions that come up. So if
go ahead.
So for so when you say Amazon, like put it on Amazon, when publishing companies want to put it on Amazon, like most of, well, the ones that I've talked to, they get an ASI and they get one free from them, which is what I don't want, because I researched that, and that means that format, you can only sell it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want, if I was going to do Amazon, I'd want ISBN, I guess, from Valker, which is for the United States. And, you know, I can sell Amazon, but I don't want to just limit it to I can only sell this,
you're not
this platform.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't keep yourself limited to Amazon. See, if I would tell you print your book or publish your book on Amazon and then, you know, just sit back for the next 1 year and relax, this is wrong. This is not exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about to publish it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble for now to show you some sales. You are new to this. You never know what is your book all about, what the readers are thinking about it. I can give you a good response, but the market feedback is really important. So for that, I'm telling you that let's publish it on basic platforms to show you the results. Once you see the results, we'll publish it on multiple platforms. See, I can refer your book to Harper and Collins as well. But at the moment, without new sales, without nothing, no recognition to the author, they would ask you to come up with maybe 1,000 copies first, and then they will keep your book in the books first. So 1,000 copies means at least you would get you will spend $5 to $6 on one copy. If it's 100 pages, 150 pages book, that means 1,000 copies would cost you $6,000 or maybe $5,000 just for printing, and then services on top of it. And then contract. This is what traditional publishing means. This is what publishing with other platforms mean. But the best part is that if I spin the table around, if I show Harper and Collins that you have sold 1,000 copies in just 20 days as soon as it was published, or maybe you sold 500 copies in the next 10 days as soon as it was published, the table is now around. They would then contract you on your terms and conditions that you give your book to us, we would print the copies, we would invest in your book, and we would keep a book in our local bookstores. What do you think?
Oh, okay.
Isn't
So.
this much more better than actually coming up with 1,000 copies cost assured without knowing the fact if people would buy it or not?
Right. That
So
is a
publishers,
logic.
they're not just sitting out there making a smile on their face. They're there to make money. They won't play gamble on a person who is new to the industry. They won't invest for 1,000 copies eventually without looking at any sales from your end, without knowing the fact that you're maybe a recognized author. Maybe J.K. Rowling has given, maybe, if she talks to HarperCollins and give her book to them, they will have a different terms and condition for her, because Harry Potter has climbed the ladder like anything. It has broken all the sales records for books. So for them, that is much more important rather than Rebecca's book.
Right.
So
Right. I
this
see
is what
what you're
I'm
saying.
talking about. I'm talking about to publish a book, create your awareness first, make you come into that industry first, see 5, 10, 15, 20 sales first, see reviews, what the writers have to say about it, create your author's recognition. That means a website maybe under your name, a few social media pages talking about you, 5, 6, 7 blogs, articles talking about you as an author. If I would have those things offhand available with me, it would be easy for me to go and bargain with multiple platforms on behalf of you to publish your book without you investing in it.
Okay. Wow.
That's the only
That.
difference. That's what I'm trying to tell you, all right? Decision is completely yours again. You want to go with traditional publishing? I have no worries. I can go and do that for you. But I recommend go with self-publishing first. See results, see how things work, understand this industry before coming up with big numbers, and then invest good in it once you see some results.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The best part is that we charge only $2,200 for everything that you're looking at, for editing, proofreading, formatting, creating a book cover for you, eventually helping you publish the book on Amazon too. So this is the only cost that you have to come up with. That's it. You don't have to come up with $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 to start this book. And the best part is that if you want to start today, we are running Easter promotions. I can offer you a straight 50% discount on the total cost. So eventually, $2,200 would go down to $1,100 only for the complete book. Up till it's published.
Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
We normally charge $2,200, $2,200 for editing, proofreading, formatting, designing a book cover, and publishing your book. That means everything for your book will be our responsibility. We will fix the content. We will make it come into a book form. Once that's done, we'll add a table of content to it. Once that's done, we'll format it for you. Once that's done, we will create a book cover for you. And once everything is done, we will help you with publishing. Once we're done with publishing, we hand you over the access to your Amazon account. We hand you over the access to your Barnes & Noble account. Sit back, relax, see the reviews first, and then you can upgrade your service or maybe go with any other traditional publishers to get this book published, or maybe go with the traditional plan. Make sense?
Okay, so yeah, but you said 2,200, but you said something about it goes down to 1,100 for something.
Yes, if you go ahead and make a decision today, we are running a Easter promotion. Yes, Easter promotion, which is a flat 50% discount. I had some coupons available. I thought I can just offer them to you. See if you want to make a decision out of it. If you avail the discounted coupon, 2,200 automatically goes down to 1,100, $1,100.
I mean, that's a great deal, but I just...
There you go. Investing, is it much more better to see the results first, or do you want to come up with an investment of $7,000 and then, sit back and see the results first?
No, I see what you're saying. I mean, what you said was a great deal. I'm just not ready to do the $1,100 right now just because I've spent money and I've got to wait. Even though my book, I have one that's really ready, but it's supposed to be under this other publishing, and so I'm kind of like doing the research to, because there was a second book that I want to do on this book, but it's, it'd be under a different name, a title. It'd have some of the same title, but then it'd have a different subtitle to it, and then it's like a part two kind of thing. But I don't want to go with the publishing company that I went with, only because you know, everything was good, but then after I paid, then they tell me this. Or then, I don't like that. I like to know things up front.
See, there you go. Know. This is how it is. They'll come up with surprises because everyone is there to make money, right? No one is there to see Rebecca increasing herself. Instead of us, because we are 250 in-house authors over here. All of us grew from scratch. We have been through what we're actually going through at the moment, so we understand where you're actually coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well,
giving you ideas on this part, giving you creative suggestions of how to increase your sales, how to create your market, how to create awareness in the market for your this book on easy, cheap platforms would be something that we can go and offer you.
Okay. I definitely want, I like what you're saying. And what's your name, Danny Garcia?
Daniel Garcia.
Okay, so what's the company that, because I thought I was calling River Grove, but I guess it's a, it was like a 218 number?
Indeed. It's a different number. It's a different company. It's not River Grove at all. This is Noon Book Writing. You're actually speaking with Noon Book Writing is one of the top 10 companies of the United States that handles for marketing and for ghostwriting. You can.
I'm sorry. How do you spell it? I'm a right over this River Grove. What's the name of the company?
Are you online right now while speaking with me over the phone?
Oh yeah, I'm on the phone.
Fantastic. No, are you online right now while speaking with me over the phone? Can you use internet?
Oh no. I just got offline, but I'm not online anymore because I've got to go get the dog. But that's how I looked you up because I put in River Grove, and I guess I thought I was looking at River Grove, but maybe I clicked on something else.
No problem. You can
River.
Noon Book Writing. If I spell that for you, it goes like G-N-O-M-E, N for Nancy, O for October, M for Mother, E for Elephants.
Okay, let me. So Noam, like G-N-O-M, as in Mary E?
Indeed. G for Gorilla, N for Nancy, O for October, M for Mother, E for Elephants.
Okay, I got that. Noam?
Book, B-O-O-K, book, and the big writing, W-R-I-T-A-N-G.
Okay. So I'll put that down. And what I'll do you have an extension?
717.
Like if I call this number, would I get you again? Or?
Yeah, you can call this number. You can look for Daniel Garcia, or if the person asks you to press in your extension, you can enter 717. Normally, if you would call in, you would see an operator answering the phone, and they would make a transfer to me right away.
Okay, Daniel. I definitely will call you back because you really help explain things, and I like that. I like knowing things up front. And so I make a decision. And I like the fact that not having to pay as much, you can see how your sales are doing. And then that will give you the leverage you need to kind of shop me around.
These platforms are not actually, Harper & Cloten would still accept the book, you know, after 3 months. They would still accept the book after 6 months, right? So they're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They are not going anywhere. They would accept the book anyhow. But at least bring in, you know, we are just looking to bring in or maybe add some recognition to the author by showing some sales, by bringing in some, you know, recognition to you. Once that will be created, all right, it will be easier for us to go and debate or bargain with them on sales, all right? Because if you go to Harper & Cloten right now, they might give you a term and condition that, you know, we keep 60% of your royalties and you get 40% out of it because it's our store. All right, you're a new author. You don't know anything about it. You would maybe accept to this part. But when you see sales coming in, when you know that you what is the potential of your book, then it would be easy for them to bargain that, you know, we are keeping 70% of the sales. You're just a publisher. Keep 30%.
Wait a minute. So let's see. So who keeps what percentage? Like, as far as the percentage of the sales, I keep what percentage?
If you would go to Amazon right now, all right, they would charge you maybe 60% of your sales and, you know, publish a book for you. But
mm-hmm.
if you set up your account, all right, we have a business-to-business relationship with them. If we set up your account, we can help you set up your account at a 30% rate. That means they will charge you 30% for printing and shipping the books at the other store step.
Okay, and that was one of my questions that I had down. I was going to ask you, like, if, like, for other publishers, I know they were pushing Amazon, and it made me getting a deal on, we went with them, like, as far as, like, is there a percentage that they would get instead of, you know, because one publishing company said 60% told me that they would publish it on Amazon. Well, they were talking about the free ISBN number. And they said I would get 60%, and Amazon would take like 40% for shipping and all that. But I thought someone else said something about 70%, and I thought, well, do traditional companies sometimes do they take a percentage of that for
every
Amazon?
Every publisher that's out there is ready to eat your royalties.
Oh, wow.
No, as I said, you know, no one is there to go and work because, you know, they just want to go and do good for others, all right? Everyone is there to go and make money out of you, in simple words.
Wow. So they can do that on Amazon? Like, Amazon will pay them, or they just take the fee? I don't know how that – I guess I want to understand that process, too, because
that
it seems like
– the company you're actually signing up for. If you're signing up with a publisher, a Harper and Collins, they would charge you according to their royalties chart. If you're signing up with a literary agent, all right, you would never know how much he's keeping out of your sales. Of course, he's not working free of cost.
Oh, wow.
He will tell you he's keeping 10% out of your sales, but eventually what if he tells you that you just sold 500 copies and he gives you 10% out of it? He's done with the job, right? But eventually you cannot even verify, you do not have any rights to verify that did he make 500 sales or did he make 2,500 sales? Maybe that 2,000 sales on top, everything went to his pocket.
Right. So if I was to go with you, it would be self-publishing and with Amazon. So you would do a basic thing. So it wouldn't be like getting a free Amazon ISBN. You wouldn't do that if we were on Amazon, right? It'd be a real ISBN. Is that correct?
A real ISBN, yes. You need to buy that, all right? Whenever you actually copyright the book, once it's ready, you would need help with copywriting it. Once the copyright process is done, you would be issued with a unique ISBN number against that book. That is an international standard book number that would go on the barcode of the book. On the backside of it, and it would give a recognition to your book that it's copyrighted, no one can copy your material, no one can use your material, and if anyone tries to do that, you would have the right to sue them.
Right, and see, I copyrighted this first book. I already got the copyright for this one, and then this next book, I would copyright it also. I mean, that's the plan.
So ISBN is there with you. Whenever you want to go and publish it on anywhere, you would get a unique ISBN right then and there. That's not the problem. That's actually not the problem. You would get an ISBN for the book anyhow. Without the ISBN, it cannot be published. So that's not the issue. The issue is that who do you want to go and work with for this book? Do you prefer literary agents or do you prefer companies like us, self-publishing companies, who can help you track your things, who can help you manage your things at your end? Eventually, if I end the marketing after 3 months, all right, I don't want you to feel alone that there is nothing for you to go and do because you never knew how the process works.
Right. I would definitely like to know the process.
You hook with us, right? Now, what people think is that I have seen authors over here, they are under the impression, like I've got an author recently who was 63 years old, 65 years old, I guess. Now, for that type of person, he needs someone to go and manage his sales. He needs someone to manage his royalties. He needs someone to go and manage everything on his behalf. He doesn't matter that if he's giving him a paycheck for $500 or maybe for $2,500. He doesn't need that money. He's just selling books because he wants to create his recognition in the market before he dies, you know? So for that type of job or for that type of requirement, literary agent is the best thing, all right? Because they're not worried that what they need to do. They're not interested in managing their books anyhow. They're just interested in writing and creating their recognition. That's it. For them, literary agent is perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
For people like you who has just recently stepped in, you sound really young to me, all right? you don't seem like this is just, or you know, it does not seem that you would end after publishing this book. There is a second book that's coming in. You already told me there's a third book that's coming in. So how would you market that? How would you publish that? If I go into the process with you, or if I show you physically how the publishing works on the first book, you might be able to take care of that at your end for the second book. But if I keep it a secret and if I told you just sit back, relax, after 3 days you would see the book on Amazon, then how would you know the process? Who would tell you the process?
Right.
That's the difference. Right. That's the difference of educating the client. All right, I'm here to educate you of what could be done and what could be your next steps.
I see, and that's what I definitely want. I like being educated on what I'm doing so I can make smart decisions.
So, if your book is showing good results on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Google Books, and everywhere it is, so why don't we start? Then we will go ahead and talk to Harper & Collins. Then we will go and talk to them in reference of creating an agreement, a contract, debate on behalf of you, bargaining on behalf of you, to get you a good number of royalties and sales, get you set it up with them on a win-win situation where you do not have to invest a good number of money in it, where they do not have to, you know, put all the burden on your shoulders for the investment of this book. So we would have these options, and then we can go and publish it on those platforms.
Well, I definitely, I'm going to keep your number. I'm going to call you back because I've got to go. But I want to work with you. I just want, probably need a little bit more information. You've covered a lot of what I'm looking for, like definitely to be educated on what I can do. And I actually like the information that you've given me. I just hate that I have to go. I've got so many things that I need to take care of, like, right now. But I will, let's see. You said
started. Any rough idea?
Go ahead. Hmm? What did you say?
How soon are you looking to get this started?
Soon. What I'm trying to do is, like, I've basically paid for this other publishing, and I want my book to go ahead and be published, but I'm trying to see what, you know, I've already paid them. I'm trying to see what my options are, like, because the book that I have now.
River Books that you're talking about? To whom that you paid, actually? Is that the one?
Yes, but I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to come up with ideas of what I could do. Do I just, normally I wouldn't just give somebody the money, but
you're facing with them, why don't you want to continue the job with them?
Well, because I'm seeing the craftiness of it, like not wanting to tell me this information, saying things on the phone to me, and then when I confirm it in an email, because, you know, there's documentation, then it comes back different. No, I said that, you know, have me thinking that they can put my book in other traditional platforms, you know, telling me that on the phone, making me think that, and then when I confirm it in an email, oh, no, I said this, and we're going to list your books, you know. But not telling me while they have me on the phone, just making me think certain things.
Well,
and, you know, and they keep coming. Huh?
So where are they publishing the book now?
I can't hear you.
Where are they publishing the book now? Where are they publishing the book now? Have they published it already, or how does
No, they haven't. Like, it's in editing. Like, I'm finishing up the editing, like, for approval, but I'm caught up, like, I don't trust them anymore. I'd rather, you know, but I just want this book to hurry up and be published because, like, I have people at different churches, they want the book. The book's not out. I have people wanting them because it's a really good, it's going to sell. And so I just, I want to hurry and publish it. But, like I said, because of the way the book is written, there's a part two, and I don't have much to do to finish part two because this book, you know, a lot of what it has in it is going to be in part two, but it's going to be more. Part two is going to be more in depth. It's like a second level to part one. So I definitely don't want them to publish the second book. So right now I'm looking for somebody who's going to, you know, who could publish part
to, or, you know, maybe to the
book. You are working on a second book. This is a good thing, all right? In the meanwhile, we are publishing the first one. We can go and start working on the second book with you. It's not that we would just help you with editing. I'll go ahead and assign you an editor. Assigning you an editor means that we won't just go ahead and fix what you are writing. We would actually give you creative ideas, suggestions of what could be the next part that you can write, or what could be the next chapter, how you can start the next chapter, or how you can end the next chapter, whatever it is. You know, so they give you support and help with overall on the complete project. They don't just help you fix what you have written. They would give you ideas of what you need to write and then fix what you are writing. So for the second book. So if you are working in that direction, I guess Noom would be the best company for you, all right, that could fulfill all your requirements in one go. I'll assign you a separate team for the second book. They would have a different interview with you. They would speak to you separately for this. And the best part is that both the stories will be connected on one platform. That means different suggestions will be given to you that how you can connect the story, or how you can create that integrity, how you can create that curiosity, or how you can add that cliffhanger to the book that could actually, you know, create butterflies in the reader's stomach, you know, makes him think out of curiosity what will be in the second book. It goes like a Netflix series, you know, that if you watch the first episode, all right, you go for the second one, you go for the third one, because you know there's something interesting going on back and forth.
Well, that sounds really good. Now, can I call you back as far as talking about an editor assigned to it? Because I'm definitely ready for the second book, but, I mean, I have to tweak it and add more things because it's the second level. It's like, okay, now you've done this. Okay, here's part two. We're taking it to another level, you know. So there's a few things I got to do, but it doesn't take long because basically the whole book is written.
Second book so far.
I'm sorry?
How much have you written?
What did you say? Did you say how much have I written?
Yes, ma'am. How much have you written?
Oh, well,
yes.
Well, the book is basically, it's like, because I've written one, basically it's a book of menus every day. But it has it to where if you eat like this, the weight is just going to fall off. I mean, and it's based on doctors and nutritionists and things like that. So a lot of times when you're trying to lose weight, you listen to nutritionists and they tell you about these different foods you eat, but nobody ever gives you a menu. You know, most people just want a menu. Tell me what to eat and I'll eat it. Well, with the way the menu is put together, it's healthy foods that if you eat like this, and I couldn't say it publicly, but the foods on this menu, if you have diabetes too, you will cure your diabetes. That's a fact. Based on the food that's on there, based on doctors, based on nutritionists, you will cure it. If you have high blood pressure, your blood pressure is going to go down. But the thing is, the food on the menu is so good, your meals are going to be good. But at the same time, you have good food that you're eating, and you're losing weight. The weight is falling off without you even working out. So that's the gist of book one. And it's basic. It's the basic form.
Makes complete sense.
It's basic.
A good idea that you're actually interacting at the moment, and this seems like a great book ahead.
Yeah, and people are already losing weight, so that's what they, you know, they see people like, I'm going to be working with different churches and things like that, but because of the complications with this other one, I'm ready for this first book to just be done because they're asking for it, but at the same time, for book two, I want to be prepared. I want to know the process, and book two is basically written because it's part of book one. Like, there's different menus. I would switch up some of the menus, but I'm going to add some things to the menu, which doesn't take long because it's already going to be edited. You know, I could send it to edit it again, but, you know, it's going to be a lot easier than book one because mostly everything is already done,
Makes complete sense. Fantastic, Rebecca. Yeah. Your requirements are quite easy, quite doable. These are not lengthy books at all, right? These are very short, easy books, right, that we would love to go and work on. I mean, the job that you're actually looking ahead is not something that would be a challenge for us. This is a doable thing that we almost cater for every client out there. So this is completely doable. Take your time on this. How soon shall I anticipate to hear from you?
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your help. You've helped me a lot more than you know, and I'm definitely going to call you within the next few days just to see within the next few days just to see.
Okay.
I should know more, just to give me an idea of how I can do this with book two.
Fantastic.
And
I would love to. I would love to at all. It's a complete editing service that you'll be after for the second book, the editor that we were talking about. So that has a different cost to it, that has a different requirements to it. But again, I would like you to make up your mind first, see the results, and then, you know, make a decision. So look at it, and again, if you are looking at a reduced price, so we do have the discounts running up ahead this week. That's a flat 50% discount. That's a good saving for you. You would save exactly the same amount that you're paying to us. You won't have to pay the regular cost, and that would cover everything in it. So have a look at it, and again, if anything is confusing, anything is questioned, call me up. I will be there to go and assist you.
Okay, I sure will. And thank you so much, Daniel. I appreciate your help so much.
No problem, Rebecca.
And I'll give you a
No problem at all, Rebecca. Take your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. I hope to see you in the future, vendors. And again, your books are quite exciting. Ready to read them out, but let's go ahead and see your decision first, and then we'll go and talk on the next.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Well, you have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye for now.
Okay.